Tony, talk about, I guess this is a little frustration setting in for you guys, a couple of performances in a row that were good, and then, offense is not producing.
I wouldn't say so much frustration. You know, it's more, making sure we go back to our fundamentals, like Coach said, getting back to our drawing board, getting everything squared around the little things. It'd be hard to say you don't get a little frustrated and a little, concerned, but we have a lot of talent on offense. I know it's just a matter of time before they get going and get clicking and things like that. So no frustration, just more or less, waiting patiently to the offense, gets a roller.
You got a good passing attack coming in here, at least on paper. Talk about the problems or just what the scheme that New Mexico State poses is going to be. Is it similar to Hawaii, I guess?
Yeah, they pass the ball a lot. With any offense like that, there's a lot of crossing routes, things like that. So you got to worry about the short game. I think one thing New Mexico State does well is screens. They're a very good passing team, so that's one thing we're going to have to concentrate on, making sure we stop that attack. Also concentrate on the run because they can run the ball also.
How hard is it not to separate yourself from the offense? Y'all been doing a good job on defense.
We go through summer camp and tour days and things like this, so you stick together as a team. So as far as separating ourselves, that's not so much a problem. We stay pretty much cohesive as far as unity and things like that. I think the biggest thing is encouraging the offense, making sure that they get the encouragement and support they need from the defense. If they do go three and out, we make sure we get the ball back and, give them another chance to, convert third downs and score points and things like this. So it's more, just encouraging them and, being there for them.
Any added pressure for the defense to hold their own?
Nah, the defense, we're hungry for, tackles, picks, anything, so we love to be on the field. We love the challenge that, it poses. Getting us back out there and making plays for our offense to get the ball back and putting them in the scoring position and things like that.
I know you play defense, but what's everyone's take on Mosley, quarterback?
I think everyone loves Mosley as well as, Chimp. Me personally, I think, both guys are, capable of doing a tremendous job in there. Like I said, it's an offensive type of effort. It's not going to be just one, Mosley or Champ or, the running back. It's going to be the offense as a unit to come together.
Do you think that the fact that you guys struggled last year as the defense and had all the rankings nationally maybe helps keep you guys from getting too high and mighty and separating from the offense? Because just a year ago, how it helps you struggle so badly as a unit?
I think last year the scheme was a lot different. This year the scheme is pretty much base. It's basic. It gives the players a chance to make plays, play to their full capabilities and things like that. Last year was a tough year as we all know. We struggled a little bit. Same players, different scheme, and I think the biggest thing with staying humble is on any given Saturday, Friday, Thursday, any college team can be beat, so we go out there Monday through Thursday and making sure that we, cross our T's and dot our I's and make sure we do the little things to help us win each and every week,
Is Ole Miss as good as you thought they would be, or not as good as you thought they would be?
Ole Miss was a tremendous team. They played great football. I think the biggest thing was, going in there, SEC, you ultimately think smash mouth, and that's what they did. So they gave us exactly what we thought. So
you talked about the overall defense. The secondary obviously doing pretty good too. Antonio out there in tackles, you know. What's been the secret there? I mean, are y'all meshing well together? What's been the surge in the secondary this year?
It's chemistry. A lot of the guys, we hang out together. We do a lot of things together. The chemistry is amazing, and that's one thing that helps us out. Off the field, we kind of know what likes and dislikes we have, and on the field, we also know what likes and dislikes, what things that this player might be good at that this player might lack in. So we kind of feed our strengths and weaknesses on and off the field. So I think the biggest thing is chemistry. That really helps us out.
Any more questions for Tony? All right, thanks, Tony.
Appreciate it.